What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura alongside Dustin Fox as the Browns return from their bye, get ready to take on the Tennessee Titans in week number 5. And what we're going to do is give you the offense of the Browns against the defense of the Titans. We're going to preview those matchups, and we're going to start at the quarterback. Brian Hoyer's played very well the first 3 games, longest active streak in the NFL without an interception. What have you seen from him in the first 3, and what do you expect to see on Sunday?
I think he's just picked up where he left off last season. He's been mistake-free. He's made throws down the field, which was surprising to a lot of people. Last week, before the bye, he had a couple throws to Gabriel, to Travis Benjamin. I thought he did everything in that game to put him in position to win the football game. People said he's going to be a game manager this season. He's been far from that. He's been playing within himself, and he's also led this offense. He's been the leader of this team, and I've been really impressed with him so far.
And he's going to get a little bit of help in the backfield this week. Ben Tate returning to practice yesterday, expected to be able to go this Sunday. What does Ben Tate bring to this backfield, and how do you divvy up those carries if you're the coach of the Browns?
I don't want to be the coach of the Browns because that is going to be very difficult to decide who's going to get these carries. I think you go back and start Ben Tate. You get him back into the offense. He was the starter when the season began. I don't believe a starting running back like him loses his job because of injury. But you've got a couple guys here in the back end, Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West, who played really well. Okay, so you've got to still get these guys carries. I think at some point you have to kind of ride the hot hand. But again, Ben Tate's got to start this game and then go from there and decide who's going to get the carries as the game progresses.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we'll see Tate on third downs as a veteran. He's caught more passes, obviously, than these young fellas, over 50 in his career, and he's also very good in pass protection. Now, the key to the success of the Browns offense, in addition to Hoyer playing well, is the ground game that's been setting up a lot of the play action, the bootlegs that he's used to hit those big plays to Benjamin and Gabriel you referenced. They go against the Titans team, giving up 120-plus yards per game on the ground. I think this is, again, a favorable matchup for the Browns ground game.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be a very favorable matchup, but you have to remember this is a Titans defense that in week one stopped Jamaal Charles completely in his tracks. So which Titans defense are you going to see? You're going to see the defense that gave up 167 yards to DeMarco Murray and the Cowboys, or the defense that stepped up against the Chiefs? We hope we see the latter and the Browns have a huge day on the ground.
Yeah, I hope we get the defense giving up 100 points in the last 3 weeks. Keep an eye on Jarrell Casey, though. Second team All-Pro last year, young defensive end. He's played very well for the Titans. Andrew Hawkins, 21 catches on the season. Austin has scored in each of the last 2 games. Jason McCourty, really the only established corner for this Titans team. I think our receivers can have success as well.
I think they can, definitely, against these corners. My concern is Jordan Cameron. This guy has to step up this week. And frankly, I think the strength of that team could be in the secondary safety position with McCourty and with Michael Griffin there as well. I like those guys a lot. I need to see Jordan Cameron step up. He didn't have a great game against the Ravens. I think he's still battling the injury, the shoulder a little bit. I need to see him step up this week.
Absolutely. Pro Bowler last year. You need that production again. Hasn't been there with the injury. He says he's feeling better after the bye week. And last week, both Colts tight ends, Dwayne Allen and Kobe Fleener, scored against this Tennessee team. So hopefully Cameron gets back in the end zone and the Browns' high-flying offense continues to fly high. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thank you for joining us for Cleveland Browns Today. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes. We'll be back tomorrow previewing the Titans offense against the Browns defense.